Welcome to the Arts and Antiques Radio Show with appraiser and art aficionado, Dr. Elizabeth Stewart.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
Meet the prime movers of the Santa Barbara art scene and hear the tales of art, books, music, and experiences of great value.
You'll find your fortune falling all over.
There's no place like Santa Barbara for the arts, where beauty works and thrives. What's valuable to you?
There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Hello, 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 Santa Barbara. It's your chantress of everything valuable and beautiful, Elizabeth Stewart, on this gorgeous day, beautiful weekend. And, you know, we every season we do something for our friends in Ojai, and this is a fantastic opportunity to talk with an award-winning actress, and we've got her on the program, along with a co-producer of a wonderful show at the Ojai Arts Center Theater, Shirley Valentine, and it's the launch of the 2020 season with this show. The subtitle of the show is A Play You're Sure to Fall in Love With, and we'll talk about why. I have with me Anna Kutula, who plays Shirley Valentine. This is a one-woman show, and Anna has beautifully agreed to do some recitation from the show. And I have Richard Sven Shelgren with us, who is the co-producer of the show, and both of these luminaries have quite a background, and it's always amazing to me. Richard, it's always amazing. So I love to do the Ojai group, and they come, and there's people from Ojai that live in Ojai and perform at the Ojai Arts Center Theater that have these incredible backgrounds. And it's like, what happened? How did we get this think tank or creative capital tank, as the case may be, up in Ojai? It's just like, whoa, how did that happen? A little introduction for Anna. So you've seen her in some national commercials, and she has been in theater for almost her entire life. She attended the theater division of the Los Angeles County High School for the Arts. She started to study dance in New York City, which is super interesting because, by the way, she teaches dance at the Ojai Athletic Club. She studied the Simonson technique in New York, and this sort of launched her into the performing arts. She actually ended up going to the New York University Tisch School of the Arts. She studied with incredible people at Tisch. Actually, one of the things that jumped out at me in her bio, she worked at the experimental theater wing, and this is a pretty interesting little thing if you want to look that up. Lee Strasberg Theater and Film Institute as well, where she studied. And then, you know, we last season covered Mamma Mia, Ojai Art Center Theater production of Mamma Mia. I had no idea that Anna was the choreographer for that production based on her dance technique. I was looking for what's the key between her background and the choreography of Mamma Mia, and the key is that she has studied dance and still teaches dance. So another little interesting thing, you might have seen her in The Belle of Amherst, and that production is slated to go on and travel as well. That's another one-woman show. So we've got a lot to talk about with Anna. And then what I wouldn't want to do is, maybe in the second section of the show, Richard, yeah, we're going to bring some family in, and this is a really cute thing. So Anna's grandmother, Irene Rithanios, is Greek and lives in Greece, and I found out that there's a little viral video called Grandmothers Making Greek Cookies, and if you go to see the play Shirley Valentine, Anna's family have that recipe, and you can get treated with Irene's Greek cookies. And so we'll talk about that in the second section of the show. That's fantastic. And a little bit about Richard. Richard, he's another one. When you look at his background, you think, my gosh, you know, incredible. Decades of global experience, executive producer for top production and post-production companies. He has been honored at Cannes, Clio's, the Emmys, and MoMA. His single woman feature film premiered at the U.S. Congress. It screened at the Smithsonian Institution in the United Nations. He won the highest award from the National Women's Political Caucus. And so he's a producer, director, I mean, goes across the board. It says his favorite experience include managing his family's world-renowned prop rental business, House of Props Incorporated. And that is also an institution that we've heard a great deal about. So maybe let me start off with Anna and welcome her to the program. And Anna, you know, I want to know, we were joking in the green room, your beautiful thing, long blonde hair, young. And I thought to myself, okay, I've seen all the publicity shots for Shirley Valentine. And I did not expect you. And our photographer joked with us, well, maybe I can Photoshop the wig that you wear in the production. So it begs the question, and also, Richard, you said when I walked in there, she is Shirley Valentine. How do you become the character?
Well, that's a good question. I think one thing that attracts me, and perhaps many folks who like to act, to this is getting the opportunity to be and pretend like you're somebody else.
Yeah.
So I really do enjoy taking on characters that are that have the audience say that they don't see me, Anna, but they see the character. That's super fun for me.
Well, so, I see that's the
however,
yeah, that's the
every
perception.
Every character really does bring out probably something about who I am. So it's sort of this interesting combination of creating this image that is, an illusion, and then yet very human, and that there's an honesty about these, you know, being in these plays that is about the human spirit, and I have to bring who I am to that too. So it's an interesting combination.
So what makes me ask the question is that we didn't talk about it when we were getting to know each other in the green room, but there's a lot of connections that you and I have. I studied dance and ballet. I was in ballet for many years. My sister is an actress in New York, and she studied the Goodman in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And when we talk, my sister and I talk, a lot of performing between the two of us, but we talk about the character and what it takes to come on stage and be a character. She has a very interesting technique where she, even though she has played a lot of historical characters, she doesn't research, and especially if that character has been in a performance before. In other words, if there's been a movie and then now it's a stage play,
right,
she won't watch any of that. She won't listen to any of it. She won't do any of the background research. As in some cases, in some Shakespearean roles, she'll actually not research because she wants to feel what she finds in the role.
Right.
So we have a really, my background, I'm a historian, so I was totally into the research about a character. So it was interesting to know that you have Greek background.
Yeah. My mother was born in Greece, and my grandmother lives in Greece right now. And the second half of the show, it takes place in Greece.
Yes.
And it seemed appropriate to dedicate the show to my Greek grandmother.
Great grandmother.
My grandmother. My daughter's great grandmother. this show is to me about courage, to be an independent woman, and we tied in this theme with it's the 100th year anniversary of women's right to vote.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
It's
and,
only
you know, 2020.
Years.
Yeah, no, right. And my grandmother had great courage when she picked up her kids and decided one day that she was going to bring them to the United States. So,
indeed.
So I that's one of the reasons why I wanted to dedicate the show to her.
I was, I'm an appraiser, and so I was in a home I was doing the art and antiques for a client, and his relative had just passed, and she was 103 when she passed. And I was thinking, you were born before we could vote. Mm. Can you believe that?
It's amazing.
Right.
So this woman that I had, you know, literally just missed by a couple of days meeting was born before women could vote. It's just an amazing.
Yeah.
So I love that that's dedicated. A lot of female energy around you.
Right. Well, and they also we also wanted to celebrate this concept. You know, we do a program called the Blue Highways Program, which is, you know, when you walk into theater, you get a program that has a bio in it and it has a description of the play. But our program is special in that it's produced by this company called Blue Highways, and it gets distributed all over Ojai. And I thought to myself, you know, I mean, this is a one-woman play. I've been in, you know, a number of plays now, and I just, it didn't really inspire me to have a play with a huge layout of bunches of pictures of me. So I thought, why not find, and this play is really about becoming a marvelous woman, you know, as well as this courage idea. I thought, why not feature some of the marvelous women that we have in Ojai? So we have a 4-page spread in the program, and Richard can talk about this too, of just different women in Ojai who get up every day and make our world wonderful there. And of course, we couldn't put all of the wonderful women in Ojai, so we said, this is just a few of the marvelous women in Ojai. And it's really the kind of energy and community that it created, and putting that feature to this show was really spectacular.
And you're looking at Richard, because Richard had something to do with this idea.
A big part in it. Yeah.
When we initially started thinking about the program, we wanted to bring as much of the community to the forefront in this 100th year celebration of suffrage and women's right to vote. So we reached out to a lot of the individuals in the community, a lot of the women in the groups who had donated and just been so supportive and helpful to the community. And all of them were so excited to be included in this. So we approached the Garden Club, which had 16 members show up for a group photograph. We approached Ojai Cares, which is a beautiful group that supports people with cancer recovery and support. Help of Ojai was included. And there's just so many organizations and individuals who became part of this process, including on preview night. We asked everyone who was in the audience to come up on stage for a group photograph. So there's probably 48 or 50 women in there who were all just tickled to be part of this community group.
You know, am I misremembering, but didn't Richard Camp, he was on the show, tell me about the lady who was his mentor at the Ojai Theater. It was an older lady who was a major donor.
Maybe Joan Kemper or...
I can't remember the name, but there was a lot. He was very laudatory about all the females that got behind the theater in the early days.
Yeah, Ruth Hemming, Joan Kemper. There are some folks on the Ojai Art Center board who are strong supporters, I think. And those are wonderful, important people in Ojai that we do appreciate the opportunity to acknowledge. Yeah.
That's a great idea for the program. Yeah. Just a quick shout out about the show itself. Let me grab this from you, Richard. So if you are interested, it's Ojai Art Center Theater Presentation. Shirley Valentine starring Anna Kutula and directed by Steve Grimet. We'll talk a little bit about his directorship as well in the program. It runs January 24th to February 16th, a Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 p.m. And reservations are 805-640-8797. So, guys, in the 805-640-8797. I'm understanding from the press agent, as of late last night, it's selling out almost every night. So if you are interested, you have got to jump on the phone and make some reservations. Music is selected by myself, and it's Greek music. Richard put it together.
Nice.
So we're going to go in and out. Don't turn that dial. We'll be back in a little bit. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart. We're celebrating the opening of the Ojai Art Center Theater season, and always like to bring, every season, like to bring somebody from Ojai to speak to us about the play. And the play is Shirley Valentine, and a really cool play starring Anna Katula. It's a one-woman show. And I'm here with her co-producer in the show, Richard Sven Shelgren. Richard, I want to talk a little bit about your idea about why in the play, this is sort of my question to you, but why in the play do you think the decision was made to do the protagonist's change in another location? So there's that sort of, I don't know, you almost call it the hero's myth. So in this case, the hero's myth, you go out of your comfort zone to change, and then you come back somehow, you know, transformed. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about how that looks to you as one of the producers of the play.
Well, I think one of the amazing parts of this role that Anna was talking about, kind of as she steps into it, she embodies things about all of us that we see in her, and we all...
Can you name a few?
We all... Well, we identify with her insecurity, with her frustration, her paralysis, all the things that have led her to be stagnant in her life. And as we see these being acted out so humorously and poignantly, you start to realize she speaks for all of us in some of her condition. And as she wanders around her kitchen in the two opening scenes, she's kind of bouncing off the walls of this prison that she's in, and just so excited to have an opportunity to get out of it, at the same time that she's terrified to leave it and see what's beyond it. So the transformation as we are brought into the second act, and we realize now she's free to do what she wants and has all this opportunity in front of her. It's all part of the playwright's genius and the way he set up this character's evolution. And I think Willie Russell knew what he was doing to take her into this new, beautiful kind of explosion of emotion and passion that she experiences.
So are you comfortable to speak about how the production values emphasize this change?
The intent of Bianca Rice, who was our amazing production designer and set handled all the set construction and the propping, was to create this kind of, not claustrophobic, but this very contained kitchen that then led you to a Greek landscape that seems to go on forever. The change from this contained world in the first act to this beautiful, beautiful seaside setting that Anna ends up in includes a water effect and rocks and landscape and buildings that are just such a release of all the tension and the stress of that first act.
How the heck did she do that on that little theater stage?
She's an amazing painter, and she's just her graphic representation of depth and dimension is just remarkable. So beautiful.
So I did a little, I did a little verisimilitude set design in my background, and that's got it, because I know the theater. I've been to your theater many times, and wow. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, that's, and Steve Grumet's lighting also helped to contribute to that effect, because there's a very contained feeling in the beginning that is just released at the end in the way that the lighting affects that.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about Steve as well when we get back from the break, but just a quick reintroduction. I'm here with Anna Katula, and should I use your whole name, Richard?
Well, we have a Richard here in the room with us, so maybe I'm Sven.
Yeah, Richard Sven Shelgren is here. And they're co-producers of the one-woman show that stars Anna Katula, and it's happening at the Ojai Art Center Theater opening the 2020 season. We're hearing some really interesting tie-ins with the community and with the fact that since this is a show about a woman becoming empowered, that very cleverly the staff and the performers have brought in this idea of let's celebrate all the notable folks, some of, Anna has said, notable women in Ojai. And there's a four-page full-color spread in the program of the notable women in Ojai as part of the performance of Shirley Valentine. Don't turn that down. We'll be back with these wonderful folks in a sec. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart. You know, I wish that we were live during the breaks because Richard always comes up with, our producer, comes up with some really interesting comments. And he was talking about that he really loved the movie Shirley Valentine. And we're hearing also that Willie Russell, responsible for the play, won the Olivier Award for Best Comedy for Shirley Valentine. Lots of Tony Awards and Broadway Awards as well. And then Richard Shelgren, who's sitting next to me, said, oh, to Richard Dugan, but our play is different. The play is different from the movie because the lead role plays all the characters. So that means Anna, who's sitting with us, plays all six of the characters in the play, which is why it's a one-woman show and why the movie wasn't, Richard. So not only that, Anna plays the Greek lover. How do you change then to do that? How, I mean, what is it that goes through you?
That's a good question. I think that I also have a degree, and I've practiced physical therapy for many, many years. So I've studied a little bit about the brain. And I would say that there are some people, and I think I might be one of them, who are just good at imitating or, you know, and I think they've done studies with monkeys and looked at something called mirror neurons. And it's just, it's a sort of an imitation knack that I think is just something that is probably in my genes, perhaps, maybe. So it's not anything that I would say that I necessarily learned. I mean, I had to have this sort of knack,
yeah,
you know, to be able to maybe take on these different characters.
I see.
And it's really fun because it's storytelling. And what's so fun about storytelling is that when you're up there, I'm me, but I'm in a wig and I'm playing Shirley, but then like I'm the Greek lover. And I think that some of those people really see the Greek lover when I'm him.
And that, you mean, just, the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that to me is just like super fun.
Richard's,
to create
Richard's
that
chuckling.
Well, it's a remarkable transformation. Watching this through rehearsal as we developed the play and Steve Grumet working with Shirley on all these different characters she was playing and the stage direction that she would assume for each character to keep the audience clear on who was who, because they all have a British accent except the Greek. they take on these characters, and her body helps promote the understanding of who she is right now. Is she the son? Is she the husband? Is she the daughter? And it's a remarkable feat that Steve and Anna are able to achieve in just conveying all six people through the body of this one marvelous actress.
I'm interested to know, you know, Steve Grumet is the director, but he also was responsible for the lighting.
Mm-hmm. He's a technical wizard and is responsible for sound, lighting,
oh, sound
and a lot of the creative development of the entire experience.
What I'm driving at here and mentioning that the director is also the lighting designer.
Yeah.
I mean, in my background in ballet, the lighting designer was like right up there with the gods, because the lighting designer could do almost anything with the company.
And that's true in this case. The materials he has to work with in a community theater like this are somewhat restrictive, to say the least. And the way he conveys the magic of each of the scenes is remarkable.
So here again, my question as your co-producer. So you're talking about the transformation Anna has to go through to, or is required to go through to portray the six characters in the play. Do you see that the lighting is an important part of that transformation?
I think there's an overall ambience that's created by Steve that each of the character functions within. It doesn't shift from one role to the other, because honestly, the way the script is written, the characters' transitions happen in seconds. So there's no change in the overall ambience, but each character comes to life within that, and he has prepared us for each character to come to life in that overall lighting.
Here again, it's just a remarkable thing to think about, you know, community theater doing this kind of work. I was saying there's something in the water regards theater in Ojai.
Yeah.
You know,
it's caught me. This is my my first theater experience after a career of video and film, and it's amazing. It's just so motivating.
There is something special about community theater. It is, because it's largely people from Ojai that are volunteering to create these productions, and there's just something really special about that, because it's, you're there because to have community and to get acknowledged. It's very different than it being, you know,
regional or commercial.
Yeah, and so it's got a special, and I think we have a special
community.
Yeah, it's unique. Ojai is special. There's probably no place like it.
Just very quickly, we have to go to break. Richard's giving us his signal, but how did you end up in Ojai?
In Ojai, my parents came to Ojai to help looking at private schools for my sister. She didn't end up going to a private school, but they fell in love with Ojai, and they were real estate agents in Burbank for many, many years, and decided they wanted to buy a little piece of property in Ojai, and then they rented a little Winnebago, and they traveled all over the country to find their most, like, the best place to live, and they couldn't find any place better than Ojai. And so they ended up building their house in Ojai, well, choosing to live in Ojai.
But your career took you elsewhere, and then you're back in Ojai, is that?
Yeah, so I went to school in New York University. Well, I lived in New York for years, and then my parents were living in Ojai, and they lured me there, and I met my husband.
In Ojai, your husband, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
What a cool story. All right, we'll go to quick break. I'm talking a little bit about the Ojai Art Center Theater launching 2020 with this wonderful play, Shirley Valentine. I have the star of the performance, who plays six roles within a one-woman play, Anna Katula, and I have her co-producer with us today, Richard Sven Schellgren. Don't turn that dial. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart. I'm talking with Anna Katula. We're talking about her starring in a show, Shirley Valentine, at the opening show for the Ojai Arts Center Theater, launching the 2020 season. Richard Sven Schellgren is with us, and he's been talking to us about the really strong involvement of women in Ojai in the performance and in the program as well, where they've chosen to honor how many combined, you would say, 200, 300 women in the, the program?
In total, I think we had close to 200 women that were involved in the photo spread. And
important women of Ojai.
Important, significant women who've done a lot for the community and have a long history in most cases of decades of support and community involvement.
I'm interested to know a little bit more about the director, Steve Grimmett, who was the director and the lighting designer for the play. And, you know, one of the things that's interesting to me is the female centricity of the production and also the honorific that you've given the 200, 300 important women in Ojai for the play. And Steve is obviously a male director. How was it to work with Steve, Anna?
I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about Steve, because I think he's a gifted director in that he has a special ability to really analyze the text and to mine for meaning. Mm. And he has a lot of care for each moment. And so it's really helpful to me to engage in that process with him. And I'm always so grateful, because I feel like he would never tire of working on a scene or listen, like his listening. Like he will sit out there and he will listen any time that I want to work on something. And it just becomes magical when you're creating these characters and you're finding these moments and you're finding the comedy opportunities. This play is inspiring, but it's also, there's a lot of real funny bits in it. And I did bring one that I can do for you today.
Oh, cool. Well, I'd love to hear that. And then we have a special treat. At the beginning of the hour, I talked about this viral video, and this is a little teaser so that you stay
fun
with us, dear listener. Irene Rithianos.
Rithianos,
almost got it right that time, is Anna's grandmother, her daughter's great-grandmother. And come to find out, Grandmother's Greek Cookies is a viral video on YouTube featuring Irene. And Anna, after she does a little bit of a reading from Shirley Valentine, is going to introduce her grandmother to us on
sure,
the air.
Yeah.
So I wonder, could you set up your scene, yeah.
Yeah, so this is from the first act. So she's still in her kitchen, and she's recounting an experience she had with her son that gives you a real sense of who he is. And it's fun. This is sort of one of my favorite little bits. Would you like me to do it?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so
Richard, would you watch the sound level? Because Anna was telling us, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to be using the microphone slightly different. Mm-hmm.
Shirley Valentine is from Liverpool, so I'm going to do that accent. My son Brian has always believed that if you want to do something, you just do it. Bugger the consequences. He's a nutcase. But he couldn't care less. And he's always been the same. He was like that when he was a little kid, when he was at school. Hey, Wall, remember the nativity play? Oh, God. Our Brian was only about 8 or 9, and the school had given up with him. The teachers had said he was loop-de-loop, and that was that. I agreed with them. But the headmaster was fascinated by our Brian. He, like studied him. He said to me, "There's no malice in the child. No malice whatsoever. But it would appear that Brian has no concept of consequences. I think what we have to do with Brian is to try and give him more responsibility. And so I've decided to give him the star part in the nativity play this year." Well, when Brian learned he'd got the part of Joseph, he was made up with himself. Oh, God love him. He thought he was picked because he'd been great at acting. And I couldn't say anything because it was working, you see. This psychology. All the time he's rehearsing for this nativity play, his behaviour is fantastic. The headmaster's made up with him. I'm made up with him. The teachers are made up with him. He's made up with himself. He's practising every night in his room.
We are weary travelers on our way to Bethlehem. My wife is having a baby, and we need to rest at the inn for the night.
Well, the day of the show, I get down to the school. The play started, and it was lovely. You know, all the little angels come on, and they all give a sly little wave to their mams. Then it was Albert Einstein's entrance. He comes on, and he's pulling this donkey behind him. It's like this hobby horse on wheels, and perched on top is this little girl taking the part of the Virgin Mary. And she's dressed beautiful. You know, her mother's really dolled her up to be the part. And she's given a little wave to her mam. So Brian gives the donkey a bit of a tug, you see, because he's taking it dead serious because he doesn't believe they should be waving to their mams. He's up there and he's acting like he might win the Oscar, you know, miming giving hay to the donkey and patting it on the head. Well, the headmaster turns round and smiles at me. I think he was as proud of our Brian as I was. Well, Brian gets to the door of the inn and he goes, knock, knock, knock. And the little innkeeper appears and our Brian starts.
We are weary travellers on our way to Bethlehem. My wife is having a baby and we need to rest at the inn for the night.
So the little fella playing the innkeeper pipes up.
You cannot stay at the inn because the inn is full up and there is no room at the inn.
And then our Brian is supposed to say something like,
well, we must go and find a lowly cattle shed and stay in there.
Then he's supposed to go off pulling the donkey and the Virgin Mary behind him. But he didn't. Well, I don't know if it's the Virgin Mary getting up our Brian's nose because she spent the whole scene waving to her mother, or whether it was just that our Brian suddenly realised that the part of Joseph wasn't as big as it had been cracked up to be. But whatever it was, instead of going off pulling the donkey, he suddenly turned to the little innkeeper and yelled at him,
full up! Full up! But we booked!
Well, the little innkeeper didn't know what day of the week it was. He's looking all around the hall for someone to rescue him, and his bottom lip's beginning to tremble, and our Brian's going, full up! I've got the wife outside waiting with the donkey. She's expecting a baby any minute now. There's snow everywhere in 6-foot drifts, and you're trying to tell me you're full up? Well, the top brass on the front row's beginning to look a bit uncomfortable. They're beginning to turn and look at the headmaster, and our Brian's given a perfect imitation of his father on a bad day. He's berating everything that dares move. The little innkeeper's lip is going 10 to the dozen. The Virgin Mary's in floods of tears on the donkey, and one of the three wise men has started to wet himself. Well, the little innkeeper finally grasps that the script is well out the window and that he's got to do something about our Brian. And so he steps forward and says,
listen, mate, listen. I was only joking. We've got room, really. You can all come in if you want.
And the three of them disappeared into the inn. End of nativity play.
And the end of our Brian's acting career.
Me and our Brian, we sometimes have a laugh about it now. But at the time, I could have died of shame. It made the headlines in the newspaper.
Mary and Joseph in hotel booking dispute.
I was ashamed. It's no wonder, really, I never travelled anywhere myself. It must have been God punishing me for raising a child who'd managed to prevent Mary and Joseph from reaching their destination.
Bravo. Bravo, Anna. Yeah. Fantastic. 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 Yeah. Oh, quick. Oh, I guess Richard's saying quick break, and we got a treat for you, so don't turn that down. Welcome back. It's Elizabeth Stewart, and I am talking with Anna Katula, the star of the one-woman show, Shirley Valentine, that opens the Ojai Arts Center Theater 2020 season. I'm here alongside her co-producer, Richard Sven Shelgren. We are going to have a special treat. We're going to meet. Now, this is a really interesting. Richard was saying about the program where all these wonderful Ojai residents are honored, all female residents. So just a few of the marvelous women of Ojai is the title. Right under that, we see Anna's grandmother, who is not in Ojai, but she's in Greece. This is Irene Rithianos. Olga Jones is there, Anna's mother. Cortina Nirvana Ciano Cotula, Anna's mother-in-law, is
Corinta
there.
Corinta Nirvana Ciano Cotula.
Okay, thank you. And Anna and her daughter,
Corrie,
accent on the Marie, are also there at the top of the page. We are going to have an opportunity to meet Irene, I believe.
Yes, yeah. So there is a video that's pretty popular on YouTube that is my grandmother, Irene Rithianos, making Greek cookies. They're called kourourakia, and the way that she teaches it is very user-friendly, so it's a popular video for anyone who wants to make these little sugar cookies. And we have, I guess, her on YouTube right now, so you can hear her wonderful voice introducing you to the cookies.
My name is Irene Rithianos. I'm Greek, from Chios, Greece, and I'm here in Ojai in my daughter's house, and I will teach my son-in-law, Trent Jones, how to make kourourakia. Because anytime I come and visit, the first thing I do is kourourakia for him. So today I decide to help him and show him how to do it.
So what are kourourakia? Is that a cookie?
Kourourakia is cookies. You use it for holidays, you use it for every day, you use it for tea, for coffee, for treats, for the children, for everything.
Okay, so tell us what you're going to do.
All right. We put 9 cups of flour, but I always put 8, and then on the end, if I need it, I put another cup. So putting 8 cups of flour right here, and I put 2 tablespoons of baking powder. 1, 2, and I mix it. Then, I have 2 cups of sugar. So I put the sugar in it.
There's an artist at work with you.
And here I have 6 eggs. I beat the eggs.
Say goodbye to Anna. And I have a final question for Anna. Getting back to this idea of the community theater. So we know that Ojai Art Center Theater is a community theater. I've covered them all the seasons. I usually do show, on one of our radio shows. I want to know from both of you, because both of you have such a long pedigree in the performing arts. So you're working with community. How do you know talent when you see it? I mean, this is a thing where, you know, this, it could be, okay, for example, give you an example. I covered a while ago a community theater. They brought 3 of their performers here. One of the performers was a math teacher, and he blew me away. He did a cold reading here, and I was like, a math teacher? You know, absolutely blew me away. So very quickly, I know, Richard, how many minutes do we have? We got 2 minutes. Could you address that in 2 minutes? How do you know talent?
Well, I think that's one of the special opportunities with this kind of organization, which is community theater, is that it gives, you know, your local physical therapist or your local barber, the person who works at the grocery store, people from all different walks of life, an opportunity to come in and sort of test the waters to see how they can participate, whether it's behind the scenes or whether it's on stage. And, you know, every show has a different producer and director, and we have auditions for all the shows. In fact, I'm on the theater branch, and this particular show there were not open auditions for it. We actually lost our first show in the part of the season, and we had 2.5 months to get a director, a license, and a show over the holidays. So we looked at many different options. They fell through, and so it turned out that Steve and I were going to come in and take this slot that we couldn't get anybody else to take.
Oh, wonderful. Just a quick
But anyway, to answer your question, it's just the magic that happens on stage. It's the collaboration of everybody. And then, you know, it works out most of the time that you see people really shine who they are.
I can't thank you guys enough. Shirley Valentine at the Ojai Art Center Theater. Don't miss it.